Mishnah Yomis for Malshabbos Kodesh, the 27th day of Adar Sheni Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nozir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to deal with three different types of Nazirim. The first type is a Nazir for Ozman Kotzev, that means for a fixed time. He says, I want to be a Nazir. Immediately, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days. That's the minimum. Or he might have stated a certain amount of time. I'm a Nazir for 40 days. That's called Zman Kotzev, a fixed time. Second type of Nazir is a Nazir of Shimshon. He says, I want to be a Nazir like Shimshon. Now, Shimshon was a Nazir from birth. And that was under the instructions of the Malach of Hashem, who came to visit the parents, who came to visit actually the mother, and he said to her, you are going to have a child, and be careful not to drink anything like wine, and the child that you're going to have, he's not going to allow to have any scissors on his hair. And the din of a Nazir of Shimshon is automatically a Nazir for the rest of his life, just like Shimshon was. He was a Nazir for all his life. And the third type is called Nazir Olam. He's a Nazir forever. He says, I want to be a Nazir Olam. I'm going to be a Nazir all the days of my life. For example, Avshalom, the son of David, was a Nazir Olam. But what's the difference between these three types of Nazirim? And in particular, what's the difference between a Nazir Olam, if he says a Nazir forever, or a Nazir of Shimshon? They both last for the whole life. Says the mission, Haroin in Nazir min hachartzanim u min azagim u min ateglachas u min atuma. He says, I'm a Nazir from pips of the grapes. Now, Nazir can't have grapes. Or from the peels of grapes. Or from the haircut. I'm a Nazir. I'm not going to do haircuts. Or from tuma. Not going to be tamed to the dead bodies. Now, all of these things are things that a Nazir cannot do. And by saying, I'm a Nazir from any of these items, he becomes a Nazir fully blown, a full-blown Nazir. It's as if he said, I'm going to take upon myself a Nazir, the Nazirite. And there the Mishnah says, Hare ze Nazir, who's going to be Nazir. It's as if it's equivalent to saying Hareni Nazir. V'chol dikduke nezirus alav, and all the different details that apply for a Nazir will apply to this person. And that's despite the fact that he might have only said, I'm a Nazir in respect of haircuts. You can't do that. You can't make yourself a Nazir only in respect of one item. As soon as you say you're a Nazir, even if you only limited yourself to one aspect, one is a Nazir in all respects, all three halachas. Hareini k'Shimshon. If he says, I want to be like Shimshon, or k'ven Noach, the son of Noach, k'val Delila, the husband of Delila. Shimshon was at one stage married to Delila. Kamisha Oker Dalsus Aza, like the man who uprooted, lifted up the doors or the gates of Aza, which is what Shimshon did. Kamisha Nikru Plishtim Zainab, like the man who the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Again, that was what happened to Shimshon. In all these cases, in any one of these cases, he will be Hareze Nazir Shimshon. He will be a Nazir Shimshon, and he will have to take upon himself the Nazirus of Shimshon for the rest of his life. Some say that when the Mishnah says Shimshon ben Manoach, he actually it means he said he's like Shimshon ben Manoach, and he adds any one of those other descriptions. He says, I'm like Shimshon ben Manoach, who was the husband of Delilah. I'm like Shimshon ben Manoach, who lifted up the gates of Gaza. Or I'm like Shimshon ben Manoach, who had his eyes gouged out. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat, that it's not just Shimshon ben Manoach as one of the items. It's Shimshon ben Manoach in addition to the other description, any one of the descriptions there. Rambam, however, doesn't learn that way. Rambam learns that that each one of these is a separate item, like Shimshon ben Manoach itself is a separate description. You don't have to add other things to be like Shimshon. Now, if a Nazir Shimshon is going to be a Nazir forever, ask the Mishnah the following question, Ma bein Nazir Olam le Nazir Shimshon. If so, what is the difference in Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? The Gemara explains that actually we have to put in between. We have to say, V'chein ha'omer, similarly, one who says, Hareini Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir, Harizan Nazir Kalim, he's a Nazir all the rest of his life. Im Kain, the Gemara asks, either the Mishnah asks, what Mabe Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? What is the difference between a Nazir forever or a Nazir Shimshon? Answers the Mishnah, Nazir Olam, if a person is a Nazir forever, he used the word Nazir, it didn't say Shimshon, Hichbit Saroi, Mekel Basar. If his hair gets too long and is very heavy for him, he's allowed to cut it. He can do it. In fact, every 12 months he can do it. We're found by the story of Avshalom. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, a Nazir for the whole life. And when it got too heavy, he would shave, he would cut the hair. Umevi Sholosh Behemis. And on the day he would cut his hair, he would bring three animals. These are Kabonis, to mark the end of his Nazirite period, which is Chatos. The three Kabbalists were Chatos, Sin Offering, and Oila, and Ashlamim. Exactly like a Nazir who says he's going to be for a fixed period. When a person says he's a Nazir for X amount of time, at the end of his Nazirotud, when he shaves his hair, he has to bring a Nazir. So too, when he's a Nazir Oilam, even though he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, but because every 12 months he's allowed to cut his hair, he would bring these three Kabbalists when he does that. Vim Nitma, if he became Tomei, to a dead body in the course of his lifetime, maybe Korban Tumah. He would have to bring a Korban that one brings, and also has to bring a Korban when he's Tumah, which is two turtle doves or two pigeons. One of them would be a Chatos, one the other bird would be an Oilam. And plus one lamb as an Osham, as a Korban Osham, a guilt offering, if he was Tumah. That's if he's a Nazir Oilam. But a Nazir Shimshon, if he says, I'm taking upon myself Nazirite of Shimshon, Hichbit Sarai Einamekel. If the hair got too heavy or too long, he would not be able to lighten the burden of his hair. Like Shimshon, was not allowed to cut his hair at all, ever. V'im Nitma, and if he became Tomei to a dead body, if he's just a Nazirite Shimshon, Nazir Shimshon, Einoi Mevi Korban Tumah. There is no requirement to bring any Korban for Tumah. Now, the truth is that Shimshon wasn't forbidden to touch dead bodies at all. He was not, that was a special type of Nazirus that only required him not to be restricted to cutting the hair and to having wine or anything, any product of the grapevine. But what our Mishnah, the Gemara explains that really, even L'chatchila, if a person is a Nazir Shimshon, he's allowed to make himself Tomei L'Meisim. Of course he doesn't have to bring Korban Tumah. He can even L'chatchila make himself Tomei to dead bodies. As we find by Shimshon, how many plishtim he killed and he was out to make himself Tomei to Meisim. And he took the clothes from them from their bodies. So he allowed him a Tomei L'Meisim if a person's a Nazir Shimshon. So why does the Mishnah just say he doesn't bring a Korban Tumah of his Tomei? So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah only says this because to match or to be parallel with the Loshon, with the expression used by the Nazir Olam. The Nazir Olam does bring a Korban Tumah if he became Tomei L'Meis, and this Nazir Shimshon doesn't. But the truth is, he wouldn't even he have a problem about becoming Tomei L'Meis if he's a Nazir Shimshon. Says the Mishnah Begimel. Now, our Mishnah is going to talk about a person who made a Nazir for a fixed time. Now, the minimum time of a Nazir, of a Nazirite period, is 30 days. It can't be anything less than that. And whether he said 30 or whether he said Nazir or whether he said 10 days, it cannot be less than 30 days. But a person can accept upon himself more than one period of Nazirus. He can say, I'm a Nazir twice. I want to be a Nazir three times. And he'd have to have two sets of 30 days or three sets of 30 days, each one a minimum of 30 days. And at the end of each set, he would have to shave his hair, bring his Kabbalists, and start counting the next Nazirus. Similarly, a person can have one Nazirus more than 30 days. It can be 100 days. And he'll be a Nazir for the duration of that period. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the times of Nazirus depending on what language the Nazir used. Says the Mishnah, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. If a person didn't give any description of how long he's Nazirited, it'll be a minimum of 30 days, whether he gave a period of time or not. The Chachamim found a hint to that in the word Yihyeh, Kodosh Yihyeh, he shall be holy, talking about the Nazir. The word Yihyeh has a gematria of 30, Yud-Heh and Yud-Heh, 15 and 15. Omar, if he says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, I'm going to take myself to be a big Nazaritehood. Or he said, Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, I want to be a small Nazaritehood. I'm taking upon myself to be a small period of a Nazir. Afilum Mikanvat Sefer Olam, or even if he said, I'm taking upon myself to be a Nazir from here until the end of the world. In all these cases, he's simply a Nazir Shaloshim Yom. The fellow will be a Nazir only for 30 days. Why? Because since he did not explain, he did not specify a time, he just says big or small, or even if he said from now until the end of the world, he only has to do for 30 days. Now, the Gemara explains that one who says from now until the end of the world, he doesn't mean to say it's from now till the end of his life. He doesn't mean that. He just simply means that this Nazirus that he's taking upon himself, he treats it as seriously. It's so serious in his eyes. It's as if it's as long as till the day he dies. As if, or no, it's as long as from now until the end of the world. That's what he means. If a person says, Hareini Nazir v'yoy me'achad, I'll be a Nazir and one day. Or he says, Harein Nazir v'shachas, I'll be a Nazir and 1 hour. Harein Nazir achas v'machas, I'll be a Nazir 1 and a half. In all these cases, Harein Nazir shtayim, he will be a Nazir for 2 periods of Nazirus. He has to have 2 sets. He has to conduct himself as a Nazir for two lots of 30 days. It's as if he would have said, Harein Nazir Nazirus achas v'oid Nazirus v'yamechad. I'll be a Nazir for 1 Nazirus and another Nazir for 1 day or for 1 hour. And because a Nazirus can never be less than 30 days, automatically he has to do two sets of 30 days. Hareini Nazir, Shloshim Yom V'Shachas. He says, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Now, he didn't say Hareini Nazir V'Shachas, but he said, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Shachas, 30 days and 1 hour. Well, in this case, we say he is only mekabel upon himself 1 state of Nazirus, and that'll be for 30 days and 1 hour. But because a person can accept upon himself a Nazirus more than a state of a period of Nazirus more than 30 days, when the Mishnah says, He's not going to get out of it just with 30 days and 1 hour. He has to do Nazir Shloshim V'yom Echad Yom. He's a Nazir for 31 days. Why? He only said 30 days and 1 hour. Says the Mishnah, Sha'ein Noizrim L'Shoyes. There's no such thing as hours. We don't measure Nazirus in terms of hours. It's only in terms of days. And therefore, even if he says 30 days and 1 hour, what it really means is 31 days.